Facebook insider Ryan Hartvig, the company allowed users to demonize whites, men, cops. By Alim Bokhari on June 26, 2020. Facebook whistleblower Ryan Hartvig, who lifted the lid on Facebook's pattern of bias and censorship against conservatives in a series of videos for Project Veritas, joined Rebecca Mansour and John Hayward on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Tonight on Thursday. Hartvig worked for a third-party company, Cognizant, that performs services including content moderation for Facebook. As Hartvig explains in the interview, he himself worked as a content moderator since 2018. Hartvig revealed that Facebook's content moderation policies became more biased during his 2 years at the company, with exceptions in Facebook policy being made for left-wing users who use the platform to demonize the police or white males. There's definitely a lot of bias, and it wasn't just the content moderators. It's the policy itself that's biased and rigged against conservatives. Just a quick example, if you're attacking someone, you can call someone a Trump humper but you can't call them a feminazi. So words and phrases that are usually tied to left-wing people, you can't call them that. Even if I report that anti-conservative post, it would still stay on the platform. During Pride Month of June 2018, they said, "We're making an exception to policy. Now normally in the hate speech policy you can't attack anyone because of their gender entities. But they said, hey, during Pride Month it's okay to attack straight white males and call them filth if it's in the context of attacking them for not supporting LGBT. It extended, too, other policies as well. Fairly recently, towards the end of my tenure there, they said it's not a violation to call someone white trash when before it was. So they modified the policy. Same thing goes with calling cops pigs, they specifically said in their guidance to us that that would now be allowed. It came from the top. The policy was shaped by left-wing individuals who were seeking to influence the discourse and also influence the election. Are you an insider at Google, Reddit, Facebook, Twitter, or any other tech company who wants to confidentially reveal wrongdoing or political bias at your company? Reach out to Alim Bokhari at his secure email address alimbokhari@protonmail.com. Alim Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News.